Hey, Brandon, how you doing? This is Charlie.
Good, Charlie. I got my business partner, Debbie, on the phone.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Did Brandon kind of tell you about what we were trying to help you guys out with?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions or anything like that that you want me to clarify or answer for you guys?
I just kind of need an overall
scope
of what exactly you kind of offer, I guess, is what I would need.
Okay. Well, let me share with you how it works so that way you have a good understanding as well. So when I talk to Brandon, what we're doing is we have a listing available on the first page of Google. Now, we are Google Channel partners. So once we actually close this position, we don't work with anybody who does what you do in the area. Google has very strict guidelines on that. That's why we're able to keep that partnership. Now, you would be on that first page. You would never share that position with anybody at the same time. You would never share your customers with anybody. This is a direct call service into you. We don't touch your customers. They're calling you guys directly, all right? Now, we do help you with Facebook as well. So we do a retargeting campaign. For anybody searching your services on Google, we retarget them on Facebook, and then we help you in other areas. We help you populate on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and then we integrate you with Apple, Alexa, and Siri. Okay?
Okay.
And that's all in the same monthly fee?
And that's all in the same monthly fee. And we also put together a custom tracking system, so you guys get to see everything that we're doing, too. So it's how well your Google Business profile is being performed. You get to track your Facebook campaign, and then you also get to track how many clicks you're getting from your listing as well. If you guys like that to go to your website, we can push them there. If you guys just want them to call you directly, it's just really how you guys like to be contacted. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Do they have both options? They could call or go to the website, or do they just kind of get one or the other?
Absolutely. Good question. So they have both. So on your Google Business profile, that's where the bulk of your customers are going to come from. There's a button on there that has a call now button, and it'll have your phone number, your business phone number there. And then also, too, it'll have a little website button there that they can go to the website and they can get more information there and then call you from there if they would like to. So yes, they can do both. Okay.
Okay. So kind of explain to me how the first position open on the first page, what that exactly means or what that entails.
Okay. Yeah. Good question. So being on the first page, when somebody does a search for the services that you guys offer, you would be found right then and there, and they would be able to contact you directly. So when, I'll just say research shows that when people do come to that first page, 90% of people stay on that first page. They're not going to the second page. They're not going to the third page, and you're really losing out on people calling you right then and there. I know.
Yeah, I never go to any other pages.
Yeah. The rumor has it, and it's a running joke, is you could probably hide a dead body on the third page because just nobody looks there.
True, but true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Customer,
I got a body. Can you help us with that?
Yeah. Me personally, no. But customers find what they're looking for on that first page. So that's where we would like to list you guys. Now, the people that don't buy, we do a retargeting campaign on Facebook, and we're able to target specific cities, zip codes, wherever you guys like to work. Maybe there's new construction going on or just a lot of remodeling in that area that we're able to target as well. Same thing, they'll be able to call you directly from there. Okay.
So do we stay on the first page? Do we move up and down on the first page based on searches? What?
Good question.
Do we pop up very first? You know, that's...
Good question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So nobody can promise you the first position of Google. And if they do, they're just telling you stories. So brutally honest, we've gotten our customers to the first page on that first spot, but we will keep you on the first page, but that is a algorithm. So yes, we can get you there, but it's not to say that you'll be stuck there forever, right? So you could be the third, you could be the fourth, you could be the fifth, you could be the first. It really just depends on analytical clicks, analytical reviews, and then just views to your web page. And that's why we populate you and run the campaign for the Facebook, because that helps your search.
And how many customers or companies, I'm sorry, how big is the first page actually?
So it just depends on the city that you live in. If you were in Los Angeles, there's probably 20, 25 people, but you guys are in Utah.
Okay.
So there's probably around 10 to 15 companies there. Now, most of them, do they have a company that's a Google Channel partner? Probably not. So they usually fall off of that first page. They never really stay on there. Most of them do run a retargeting campaign either. So if somebody comes to that first page, they usually lose them right away. Where now we target those guys so that way they can see your business on the first page. And then when they go to Facebook and look at their timeline, they can see you guys there too. Makes you more relevant. And then you guys end up getting calls from Facebook as well. Our customers usually see like a 10 to 15% come from Facebook, but the bulk of it's going to come from Google for sure because it's searching, right?
So I just Googled Painter. Would we be a sponsored post or not?
So a sponsored post is a per-click deal, so that's more of an advertisement. This is an organic on that map section. So I did quote Brandon the $299, and that's month-to-month with no contracts, no hidden fees, no startup fees. If you were to do, like, the sponsored advertisement, that would go up to $449 because we allocate $300 from there to be placed right then and there. And we would take off the Facebook and just allocate you to the sponsored and to that map section. But to just get things going, to get you guys in the areas that you want to get into at really not a big cost, the $299 is more than enough, especially to basically capture the customers coming through the winter season, because it does slow down a little bit for you guys. But if you guys are on that first page, you guys will continue to get the customers there and take people that pull back.
And so what happens if, let's say, we cancel? Yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I just want to make sure that you're kind of understanding everything. And you said, what happens if you cancel? Good question. So you would just cancel us. There is no early termination fee. You don't lose your Google business profile. You don't lose your Facebook page or anything like that. You keep your reviews. You keep your pictures, all that kind of stuff you keep. The only thing that would stop is us populating you to the first page. Now, you wouldn't necessarily just drop off the first page right on the first day of you canceling, but over time you would fall off of that first page. But that's if you guys cancel. We do, being a Google Channel partner, have a 97% retention rate on our month-to-month after our first month, because people understand, one, it is a building phase in the beginning. You guys already have everything built, so that's why we don't really have to do a setup fee. But once you guys are on that first page, our customers see how profitable it is, because they get customers that are calling them directly instead of having to deal with
an hour.
I know you guys are working. Instead of having to deal with like a third party where those leads are being vetted out to other companies, this is exclusive for just you.
So how do you have this exclusive in, I guess, for lack of better words?
Yeah. So typically how it works is a third-party company, they do a lot of advertising on Google. They take those leads and then they resell them to you. So like an Angie's Leads, like a Nextdoor, Home Advisor. I think Thumbtack does the same thing. Where here, you're just being placed on Google. So you're not getting a lead from us. They're not coming and like calling us. We're sending them straight to you and they're calling you exclusively. So nobody's calling your other customers. You're not having to chase anybody down. You're not having to text them, call them. They're calling you because they need your services. And then however that works on your guys' end, if you guys do a quote based off of the jobs you've already done on square footage, or if you guys go out and do an estimate, that's just up to you. Now, this is just a flat rate. It's not a pay per lead or a pay per job. So the more jobs you get, the more profitable this is because it's just the flat rate of the $299. We do allocate $100 from that $299 to your Facebook campaign. So you're not paying twice on that. It's just the $299 month to month.
Which includes the Facebook.
Which includes the Facebook, yes. A lot of people ask, okay, do we have to set an advertising budget? No, because we take care of that. We do the advertising budget for you in the $299.
Okay. And go ahead, Brennan.
I was going to say, so how does that work with Facebook? We just have you set up a new login and password and set up a page for us, or we set up the page and then hand it over to you?
Good question. So you guys already have a Facebook business page, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would just add us as a partner. We don't take your login information. That is strictly yours, right? That's privacy to you guys. You just go in and add us as a partner, so an admin, and we'd be able to run that for you guys. We do also do posts every other week for you guys too. So if you guys are actively posting and we put another post out, it does work better that way too. But you would not ever give us login credentials for that. No, we would just be a partner.
So we just basically just kind of hands off and make you admin, and you just kind of go in there and do some things?
Yeah, you just put us as an admin, and then we're able to run that retargeting campaign for you guys so we can bring more traffic.
Okay. And then, Charlie, so what's the name of your company and how's the affiliation with Google or whatever, how does that part of it work?
Yeah, good question. So we're Local Splash. So we've been in business for 18 years. We've been a Google Channel partner since 2007, 2008, right around that area. How our affiliation works is Google will never contact you directly. Google does not work with medium to small businesses. They work with Coca-Cola's of the world, you know, like Microsoft, like stuff like that, J&J, stuff where they're just big corporations where they have this massive budget. That's where they really work with. They have partners who they let us know. There's about 40 of us in the country. All right. So we're one of them. And they let us know, hey, we have an available listing here. Can you guys fill that spot? So that's what we do. We usually work with the small to medium-sized companies. Now, we have worked with...
A lot of those other 40 people, they can't bring somebody else in there who's a painter?
So it's just they can only work with one painter. They can't work with all the painters.
Google.
Yeah, the channel partners.
Oh, okay.
And all channel partners have, like, different industries. So they're not just... So we specialize in service-based companies. So we specialize in painters, contractors, construction workers, plumbers, you name it. We specialize in that's our field. Google Channel partners can range from, like, entertainment. They can range from, like, restaurants, stuff like that. So it's not that they're all just doing, like, painters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. But for us as a company, the reason why we've been able to stay in business because we do close out that category. We don't work with everybody because it doesn't make sense to try to get everybody to the first page. There's only a couple spots there. So if we're like, hey, we can get you to the first page, you're going to be an angry customer if it doesn't work out, right? So we really specialize to and just be loyal to the guys that are in the area that we're already working with.
Okay, and we're guaranteed to be on the first page?
So I can't use the word guarantee. It's just Google, as a Google Channel partner, doesn't allow us to use that word. But we do send you in writing. You will be on the first page within 30 to 45 days. Now, I've seen it done faster because you guys already have a Google business profile. So you guys are already verified. You guys have already done that legwork. That's why I took off the setup fee when I had talked to Brandon, because usually that is a long process. So I've seen it done faster, but I will say 30 to 45 days, because I rather under-promise and over-deliver for you guys instead of saying, you know, I can get you there in 15 days, and then you're not. Now you're mad at me, right? And I don't want that. So I want to just keep it.
Don't make us come to California, Charlie.
Yeah. You don't have to spend
we will.
Plane tickets.
We'll take a vacation while we're there, too.
Yeah,
there's shows around.
Right here in the sunny, well, it's cloudy today, but yeah, it's still nice. It's not cold. But that's how that works. Okay. Okay. So do you guys
have any...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you have any questions?
I was going to ask if you have any other companies that you worked with that we could just type in and, you know, see where they come up and kind of how it looked.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be like the Google business profile. I mean, we've built websites for people before, for sure. Let me see here. I'll just give you one of the I'll give you one of the websites that we built for a guy. He is a painter as well, so it kind of works hand in hand for you guys. It's in a different state. So let me see here. Let me send you. Well, I guess it would go to Brandon. Are you guys like in the same room, or is
That's
it like
fine?
A
yeah.
Okay.
No, we can find out. We can figure it out. But go ahead.
Okay. So this is one of the websites that we built for him. The Google business profile is, it all looks the same because it's on Google. But what happens is when you're on that first page and we're able to help you with reviews, that's where you're able to really be able to get the traffic you're looking for. So it's not like it stands out where a Google business profile is different from everybody else's. It's just the placement in itself is where you're going to be able to be found. But I did send that link over to Brandon, and then that's one of the guys that we did a website for as well. I just have his link right here, because I think it's a really cool website, so we always give this one out. Well, we do other stuff too.
So you do. So have you looked at our website? Is there sorry, I kind of lost my thought for a second. Have you looked at it and kind of maybe your opinion on it?
Yeah.
So far?
So I've looked at it. It doesn't look too bad. I mean, how did you guys build it? Did you guys build it yourself, or did you guys? It just looks like a landing page.
Yeah, it's just a template landing page with GoDaddy.
Okay. And you guys own the WePaintPros.com.
Yep.
Okay. And did you guys build it, or did you guys have them build it?
We did it.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't look bad. You guys have a lot of your guys' before and after pictures on here, which is good. Gallery is always good for customers because they want to see, you know, the type of work you guys do. You guys have a widget on here where you guys can they can message you and contact you as well. So I think for now, I mean, it's up to you, right? If you guys want to spend more money on a website, we do custom websites that we can build for you guys. If that's something that you would like, it would be a one-time fee for it because we have to build it. But for you to manage it, host it, and then if you guys wanted any pictures uploaded or anything like that, you could always just send them in to us and we could update it. That would be in the $2.99 month to month. We would just be able to manage that. Now, we do custom websites at $299, starting at $299. So it would be an additional $299 to set up a website, if that's what you guys want to.
That's the one-time fee you're saying?
Yeah, that'd be the one-time fee. So
the one-time fee is $299 plus another $299 a month to manage it?
Yeah, so out the door, if you're looking for a website to be built, you're looking at a one-time payment at $598, okay? That covers the website build, that covers the Facebook, that covers the Google, and then to manage everything month to month after that would just be $99. So it's up to you if that's what the kind of the route that you would like to go. We could always add the website on later and get everything populating, and you guys can really understand and see the results for the service first, and then we could always, you know, add the website on later if that's what you guys would like to do.
Okay. And I'm sorry you cut out on this one part, so I apologize, but
okay.
You said it was one time fee of $598, which would be the website and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And Google.
And then and Google, and then it's managed for the $299 fee we're already talking about, or it's another $299 fee?
No, so your month-to-month is always going to be the $299, right? If you want to add the website, it's an additional one-time fee of $299, which brings the first payment to $598, right? After that first month, it goes to $299 month-to-month after that.
Okay, I apologize. Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I know it gets confusing. I know. I'm sorry. It's okay. You're fine.
And then if we did pay the, you know, to have you do the website, Facebook, and Google, about how long does it take to have you do that?
Very good question. So the website would be up and running within 7 to 14 days. So very quickly, your Facebook ads would be running the same time that your website would be done. So in 7 to 14 days. And then Google's a little bit of a longer process. So it takes 30 to 45 days to get on that first page. Like I said before, I've seen it done faster because you guys already have a Google business profile, but I'm just going to, you know, I just have to let you know it's 30 to 45 days. I don't want to overpromise.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, so for the one-time fee of $299, you basically do a custom website, or you just kind of go in there and
We would do a new website for you. It'd be a custom website for you. Yeah. So you would give us your WePaint Pros emblem that you have here, and then we would build you a whole new site. You have these pictures here that you can give us as well for the site, and then we can build you a whole new site. I mean, Brandon has the one for the other guy, I think it's like 805 Painters or something like that. So that's just an example for kind of how we build websites.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys are able
to. I'm sure I understand.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that come through my email yet. What you got for my email?
I sent it through a text message.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Technology these days. I can send it right to you.
Right.
I'm sitting here going through my email waiting for it to show up.
Yeah.
So then, Charlie, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying he was waiting, like he just kept refreshing his email, waiting for it to come in.
I know, that's kind of funny. But I was thinking that too. So so if we move the website with you and we eventually cancel, do we own the website or do you own it?
So very good question. So we do own the context of the website. Now, wherever you build a website, you're going to have to pay a hosting fee, correct? So right now, you're paying a hosting fee with GoDaddy. What would happen if you ever did want to cancel? We can host the website for you and that would just be $49 month to month. You would own the domain name, but the context of the actual website, we can't transfer that to anybody because it's built on our platform. So you would just have us host it, and it would always be running for you guys. We would still manage it for you guys, and then if you guys ever wanted any changes or you guys wanted updates, you would just let us know, and we could still do those things for you as well if you ever canceled the actual service for the Facebook and Google.
Okay, and then that's good to know. And I kind of assumed that's how it worked. That's pretty typical.
Yeah.
So we couldn't make changes ourselves. Anything we needed changed, we would have you do. Is that correct?
You could make changes, but, I mean, you're paying for the service for somebody to make the changes for you guys. So I would say take advantage of it. But, yeah, if you ever wanted to upload something or put a picture in there, you could do it on your own. But, I mean, you're paying us to do it. I would just be like, hey, here's some pictures. I want you guys to upload it. please upload this.
Go ahead. Are we unlimited? Because, you know, a lot of things we'll do is say, okay, we're going to be in this trade show. We make announcements periodically like that. And so is there any limit to how many changes we could make or, you know, things like that?
Yeah, good question. I did see that you guys do a lot of trade shows on your Facebook page. There is no limit. So if you guys want us to put something for like a trade show going on, or hey, come visit us at booth 39 at, you know, this place, just let us know in advance so that way we can put it on there. So it's, you know, you're not like, hey, I need this right now. You know, just let us know in advance so that way, you know, people that do come to the website, they can start seeing that and they can start processing in their head, let's go to the trade show and let's go see these guys. But there is no set. Like I said, you're paying for it in the $2.99. So it's not like we're going to say, hey, you came up on 10 changes, we have to start charging you. We don't do that. No, not at all.
Okay.
So do you guys want to move forward with the website as well, or what are you guys thinking?
I'm kind of leaning toward that. I think we probably want to talk for a little bit and then maybe get back to you.
Okay.
You know,
Go ahead.
24 hours.
Okay. Is there anything that I can answer for you guys now that you guys might have like a concern about or a question?
I don't think I really do have any questions. We just kind of, you know, typically talk about things before we pull the trigger, I guess, for lack of better words.
Sorry, I didn't hear anything. I'm up on the mountain, so my service is kind of spotty. What were you guys saying?
Do you have any questions or anything? But he's saying.
Now, what would be the next step if we were to invest?
Yeah, so the next step, I would just create your account here. I would close out the listing so that way, obviously, no other calls go to the areas. And then what I would do is I would set up an onboarding call with my tech team. That's where the magic really starts happening. That's where they're going to ask you about the website, how you want it, pictures, colors, logos. They're going to verify everything is correct with the Google Business Profile, and then they're going to walk you through how to add us as a partner with Facebook, and then that's when we start working. So the faster that we do secure this listing, the faster I can get you on that onboarding call with my tech team. It is a scheduled meeting, so obviously it would be for, you know, whenever you guys would be available on, obviously them too, so I'd have to match you guys together. And that's how that process works. So, I mean, we could get you on I don't know how you guys' schedule is today, but I could get you on a call later on today so we can get working on it, all of it today, or I can get you guys on that call tomorrow in the morning. It really just depends on your guys' schedule.
And how long of a call is that to kind of go through all that?
So, you know, how much time would... Yeah, it usually takes around 45 minutes to an hour because usually you have questions based off of the questions that they might ask you, and then they just want to make sure that you're, like, verified and make sure that everything is good to go. So usually it takes around 45 minutes. If you guys don't have any questions, it probably take like 30 minutes. Very quick.
Okay. Well, if you're okay with it, I just got to where I got to go, so I got to go. But, yeah, let's revisit this. What do you think, Debbie? 24 hours? You need less?
I don't think we can. We could probably make a decision by the end of the day, I would say, if that works for you, Brandon. And
yeah.
Okay. So do you want me to maybe give you guys a call back at the end of the day here, or how does it work for you guys?
Let's do a follow-up at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
In the morning?
Okay.
And if we have a decision sooner, we'll shoot you a text on that 877 number.
Okay. Sounds good, guys. I will put a note here, and then I will speak with you guys tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
About 20, 30 minutes.
All right. Thank you so much, Debbie, and thank you so much, Brandon. I'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Charlie.
No problem.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye.